Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
It is time for Viewmaster on BFM Breakfast. We're joined by Latia on the airwaves. Kia ora, Latia, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited for today's episode. We're going to talk about Too Much, which is Lena Dunham's new show, right?
Yes, we are. I finished it the other day, the whole thing.
Oh, have you finished? I have one more episode to go.
Oh, okay. So you're good. So you've one episode. The last one's a good one. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't binge it, but I've been doing like 1 to 2 episodes a day since it premiered last week.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm like, yep, I'm ready to, I think I've digested it and ready to kind of get into it.
Yeah. Are you a long-term Girls fan?
Yes, I am a Girls defender, 10 toes down. I will take no slander against that show.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I know I'm very aware of its flaws and its shortcomings.
But that's part of the charm of Girls, I think.
It's part of it. It's just, I think it's one of the best comedies of this century, particularly like a millennial comedy.
Yeah.
It was lightning in a bottle. It's also Lena Dunham's magnum opus. Like, the fact that she wrote that show at 23, 24 is kind of astounding, but it's also like everything is always going to be compared to that. And I think off the bat, I'd say Too Much is not as good as Girls, and I don't think anything's ever going to be as good as that.
Yeah.
But I think she has come out with like a strong romantic comedy, which I think like a new generation or a new audience or even people who are previously, you know, fans of hers and Girls can get into.
Yeah, do you want to give us a little sort of, for the uninitiated, a little synopsis of Too Much?
Sure. So Too Much is about Jessica, who's an American living in New York, breaks up with her boyfriend, goes through a bad breakup. She's a workaholic, sort of living with her kind of hilarious but dysfunctional family. And she gets a job opportunity to go to London. She goes there with this sort of Pride and Prejudice English fantasy, thinking she's going to be living on some grand estate like a Bronte sister or something. And she ends up living like in sort of a Tower Hamlets type flat in East London, and it's very cold and grey and dreary as London is. But she meets Felix, who's played by Will Sharp, who I have a big crush on.
Yeah, he's lovely.
He's lovely and handsome, and he's amazing in everything he does. He's an indie musician with a lot of red flags, as most male indie musicians do.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, been there.
And they meet and have like a meet cute at a pub. And despite, you know, all the things that are like, do not enter this relationship, they have this sort of charming connection and chemistry. And yeah, they kind of begin a relationship. But it is, she goes through the turbulence and that excitement of like being with someone new and in a new country, but all the things that you start to find out about a person as you unpack them, but also kind of reeling from the trauma of her breakup. She's still really hung up on that and caught up on the fact that her ex, who is very much a Jack and Antonoff, because Lena.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. It's very coded as Jack Antonoff. And I think Lena's talked about this in interviews, that it's like very, there's so many autobiographical elements.
I've seen the memes, but I didn't think it was so obvious that it is.
Yeah, it's very him, which is interesting. So it's got that kind of autobiographical tone. And she's sort of stalking his new ex, like obsessed with her, who's played by Emily Ratajkowski. And I think if if my ex-boyfriend got with Emily Ratajkowski, I too would crash out. But you know, so that makes a kind of a conflict of reeling from an ex-relationship and then trying to get into a new one and all the kind of feelings that brings up. Yeah, so that's a bit of an overview of the show.
It's definitely,
but it is a rom-com. It is a rom-com, I would say.
Yeah, it's a very funny and real but also relatable sort of capturing of like navigating relationships through all of your baggage.
Totally. And I think they all come with a lot of baggage. And there's some, I think there's a, one of the best episodes is actually Felix's sort of solo episode where he, you go to see his family and you get an insight into his past. And then also Jessica's episode where, you get an insight into what was the breakdown in her relationship, at how it went from like love bombing and this like honeymoon phase to something so destructive. I think when it was a little bit quieter and a bit more grounded, I think that's where the show is the sharpest.
Mm.
But I also feel like when I can feel Lena's writing coming through, that really snappy dialogue that she was really famous for, that's, I think, when the show is its most potent. I think when it tries to appeal a little bit more to like a millennial, I think like maybe a bit of a Gen Z kind of humour, kind of that TikTok humour, or I think it kind of got a bit of that Netflix treatment.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit weaker. But I think when it's like that sharp, snappy dialogue that is so, Lena's become so well known for, I think that's when it's at its best.
Yeah, and there were a couple of... you go.
Oh, just like that, and also the moments with her and Will Sharp, like he's just really, his kind of mellowness, I think, is a really nice contrast to that kind of sometimes overexcitable American humour.
Mm, for sure. I think there's, like you were saying with the writing, there were a couple of moments where I felt sort of some vernacular, like, slay slipped into the script, and I was like, I don't know if we needed to do that, Lena, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, the kind of slay, it's giving, you know, very, that kind of TikTok, that TikTok kind of language. But I think there's so many celebrity cameos. It's great. I love the celebrity spotting. I love when Lena does cameo as well, and Andrew, who played Elijah on Girls, they play like a divorced couple. They're fantastic when they're together. Sometimes it's like those moments of like the supporting cast just doing their thing, which are some of the best moments. I think overall I think there's also really a boldness to it, like some of the, you know, there's sex scenes and there's, you know, things are a bit kind of gross and weird and kind of bold, and I think when it pushes there, it's really good, and it kind of breaks it out of that sort of rom-com formula, and sometimes I wish she pushed it a bit more, but I think it does offer something different and unique in the kind of rom-com canon, and I think a lot better than a lot of what we're getting right now. So it's a worthy watch. I think it's a good watch.
Yeah, I think it's a worthy watch too. I also think it's going to revive a girls fandom, because I feel like most people that I talk to either are diehard girls fans or have never really dipped their toes in and got into it. So I guess I would say if you're watching too much, then you must watch Girls, because it's better, definitely.
I think I would probably like sell an organ to watch it for the first time, like to have that feeling of like watching it for the first time. I would, it was life-changing for me. So if you haven't watched Girls, please get into it. I think it's available, all the seasons are on Neon, so
I'm just gonna chime in here and say watch Girls.
You have to watch Girls, Millie.
Oh, okay,
that's your homework.
I just
have to watch it.
I've heard mixed things about it, but you know what? It's getting such a rave from you too. I feel it's worth a shot.
It's essential viewing. I think it's just so, isn't it just such a comforting classic for any person in their 20s just trying to figure out all of their shit?
Oh, okay.
It is. It could be comforting, but it can also be a horror show, and it's like so cringe-inducing, but like you can't look away.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's like a car crash in motion, but it's like amazing. The writing is just so sharp.
Who of the four girls do you identify with the most, Latia?
Oh,
it's a hard question.
You know what? I've been told I'm a bit of a Marnie.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Somebody said that to you.
But you know what? Think with Marnie, she's reliable and she always shows up.
Yeah.
She always, like, you know, she's a hard Taurus and she will show up and do, she means what she says. So, but yeah, that could be a bit of a Marnie, apparently. So.
Yeah, okay. I think we can all identify with them all a little bit. I think.
What about you?
I hope I'm a Shoshana, but I think I'm probably more of a Hannah, which is unfortunate. But I think the thing about Girls is Hannah is the character who you sort of hate for a long time, and then we all have a little bit of Hannah inside us, so you can't hate her that much.
Totally. She's actually really endearing. Like, you want it. Yeah, there's something about her that you're like, oh, it is me. She's just a mirror to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Man, I've so enjoyed this. I could talk about girls all day. But thank you so much, Latia.
I'm gonna have to watch it again.
Oh, yes, you do. You should, yeah. And you can tell us what you think next time.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Thank you so much, Latia. Everyone can watch Too Much. It's on Netflix at the moment, right?
Yes, all up on Netflix.
Cool.
Thanks, awesome. Latia.
Thanks, Latia. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Talk later. Bye.
View Master. Only on 95 BFM.